And I'm back. Chapter 26. There's a fridge running behind me that'll shut off after a moment. It's 2:22 a.m. This is like the one shot I got, so I'm just running. Chapter 26. You shall not make idols to yourselves, and you shall not set up for yourselves graven images or a memorial pillar, and you shall not place any stone image in your land to bow yourselves to it, for I am Jehovah your God. You shall keep my Sabbaths and revere my holy place. I am Jehovah. That's actually got like an exclamation, so he's like yelling that. If you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them. My position here. Then I will give your rains in their seasons, and the land shall yield her produce, and the tree of the field shall give its fruit. Got field in there twice. I gotta move again. I'm in a bad position. Sorry if you're hearing all my chair cracking and stuff like that. I got a chair backwards. I'm kind of sitting on them on the counter just so I can have light to see what I'm doing. That's why I'm by the fridge. Produce in the tree of the field shall give its fruit, and your threshing shall overtake the vintage, and the vintage shall overtake the sowing time, and you shall eat your bread until you have enough. And live in your land securely. And I will give peace in the land, and you shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid. Yeah. I gotta move again. I'm sorry. I'm getting farther away from the microphone as I'm trying to get closer to the book. So I'll try and talk louder. Where was I? Your land securely. And I will give you peace in the land, and you shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid. And I shall cause evil beasts to cease out of the land, and the sword shall not pass over into your land, and you shall not pursue your enemies, and they shall fall before you by the sword. And 5 of you shall pursue 100, and 100 of you shall pursue a myriad, and your enemies shall fall before you by the sword. And I shall turn my face toward you and make you, and I shall turn my face towards you, and make you fruitful, and multiply you, and shall establish my covenant with you. And you shall eat very old provisions, and clear away the old because of the new. And I will set my tabernacle in your midst, and my soul shall not loathe you. And I shall walk always in your midst, and shall be God to you. And you shall be people to me. You shall be people to me. I think it's supposed to say, I am Jehovah, but the I is missing. I am Jehovah your God, who has brought you out of the land of Egyptians from being their slaves, and I will break the bars of your yoke and cause you to stand erect. I'm guessing the yoke is something that's around your neck or something that pertains to that. And if you will not listen to me, do not do all these commandments, and if you reject my statutes, and if your soul hates my judgments, so as not to do all my commandments to the breaking of my covenant, I will do this to you also, and I shall appoint terror over you, the burning fever, destroying the eyes and consuming the soul, and you shall sow your seed in vain, and your enemies will eat it, and I shall set my face against you, and you shall be smitten before your enemies, and those hating you shall rule over you, and you will flee, and no one will be pursuing you. And if after these things you will not listen to me, then I will chastise you 7 times more for your sin, and I will break the pride of your strength, and will make your heavens as iron, and your earth as bronze, and your strength shall be consumed in vain, and your land shall not give her produce, and the tree of the land shall not give its fruit. And if you walk contrary to me, and are not willing to listen to me, then I will bring 7 times more plagues on you according to your sins, and send against you the beasts of the field, and it shall bereave you. And I shall cut off your livestock, and shall make you few, and shall cause you ways to become desolate. I know we're nowhere near there right now. Nowhere even near it, right? It's like the end of the book. But Revelations, this sounds like Revelations, right? This sounds like the end of Revelations. It sounds really close, if you ask me. Shall cause your ways to become desolate. And if you are not instructed by me by these things, and shall walk contrary to me, then I also shall walk contrary to you, and shall smite you, even I, 7 times more for your sins, and I will bring a sword on you, executing the vengeance of the covenant, and you shall be gathered to your cities, and I shall send pestilence among you, and you will be given into the hand of an enemy. When I break the staff of bread to you, 10 women will bake your bread in one oven, and will give back your bread by weight, and you shall eat and not be satisfied. Okay. I mean, I guess that sounds bad. And if you will not walk, And if you will not me for this, that doesn't make any dang sense. And if you will not me for this, and shall walk contrary to me, I mean, if you will not listen to me, and shall walk contrary to me, then I also will walk contrary to you in fury. I also will chastise you, I also, 7 times for your sins. And you shall eat of the flesh of your sons, and you shall eat of the flesh of your daughters, and I shall destroy your high places and cut down your altars, and shall put your dead bodies on the carcasses of your idols, and my soul shall loathe you. And I shall make your cities a waste, and shall make your sanctuaries desolate, and I shall not smell your sweet fragrances, and I shall make the land desolate, and your enemies who are living in it shall be astonished at it. And I will scatter you among nations, and shall draw out the sword after you, and your land shall become a waste, and your city shall be desolate. Or so, it says, shall be a desolation. Then the land shall enjoy its Sabbaths, all the days of the desolation, and you shall be in the land of your enemies. Then the land shall enjoy rest, and shall enjoy its Sabbaths. It shall rest all the days of the desolation, that which it has not rested in your Sabbaths while you lived on it. And those who are left of you, I shall also bring a faintness into their heart in the lands of their enemies, and the sounds of a driven leaf shall chase them, and they shall flee, as one flees from the sword. And they shall fall when no one pursues, and they shall stumble upon one another, as if it were before the sword, when no one pursues. And you shall have no power to stand before your enemies, and you shall perish among the nations, and the land of your enemies shall devour you. And of those who are left of you, they shall putrefy in their iniquity. I guess that's putrefy. I don't think that's spelled right, but I'd have to look it up. It looks strange, so. And of those of you who are left, they shall... And of those who are left of you, they shall putrefy in their iniquity, and the lands of your enemies, and also in the iniquities of their fathers, they shall putrefy with them. I'm having trouble with that word, putrefy. And if they shall confess their iniquity and the iniquity of their fathers in their trespass with which they have trespassed against me, and also that they have walked contrary to me, I also walk contrary to them, and I brought them into the land of their enemies, if their uncircumcised heart is then humbled, and they then have paid for their iniquity, then I will remember my covenant with Jacob, and also my covenant with Isaac, and I shall also remember my covenant with Abraham. And I shall remember the land, for the land shall be forsaken by them, and shall enjoy its Sabbaths, in the desolation without them. And they shall enjoy their iniquity, because they have kicked against my judgments. That's what it says, they have kicked against my judgments, and their soul has loathed my statutes. And yet for all that, when they are in the land of their enemies, I will not reject them, nor will I hate them, to consume them, to break my covenant with them, for I am Jehovah their God. Then I shall remember for them the covenant of the first fathers, whom I brought forth out of the land of Egypt in the sight of the nations, that I might be their God. I am Jehovah. These are the statutes and the judgments and the laws which Jehovah has given between him and the sons of Israel in Mount Sinai by the hand of Moses. Wow. Wow. That was a long one, but I kind of cooked through that, I'm not going to lie. No. Is that right? So chapter 27 is the end? Yeah, there's only one more chapter. It's not even that long. And we'll be into Numbers. So, it says Numeri, but the book of Numbers. Okay. How about that? Well, let's not Let's not waste time. Chapter 27. And Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the sons of Israel, and you shall say to them, When a man makes a difficult vow, by your evaluation, the person shall be Jehovah's, and your evaluation shall be of the male from a son of 20 years even until a son of 60 years. Then your evaluation shall be shall be 50 shekels of silver by the shekel of the sanctuary. What? When a man makes a difficult vow, by your evaluation, the persons shall be Jehovah's. And your evaluation shall be of the male from a son of 20 years even until a son of 60 years. Then your evaluation shall be 50 shekels of silver by the shekel of the sanctuary. And if it is a male, then your evaluation shall be 30 shekels. And if from a son of 5 years to a son of 20 years, then your evaluation shall be 20 shekels for the male and 10 shekels for the female. And if it is a son of a month, even to a son of 5 years, then your evaluation shall be 5 shekels of silver for the male and 3 shekels of silver for the female. This is that pay gap equality I think they're talking about. Whoops. And if from a son of 60 years and above, if a male, then your evaluation shall be 15 shekels. And for a female, 10 shekels. I'm not sure why we're doing this. Does this have something to do with, like, if you have to buy your brother, this is how you evaluate what that costs? I'm very confused by this. But if he is too poor for your evaluation, then he shall be made to stand before the priest, and the priest shall value him. The priest shall value him according to the reach of him who vowed. And if it is an animal of which they bring an offering to Jehovah, all that one gives of it to Jehovah is holy. He shall not replace it or change it. A good for a bad, or a bad for a good. And if he shall at all change animal for animal, then both it and that for which it is changed shall be holy. And if any unclean animal, of which they may not bring an offering to Jehovah, then he shall make stand the animal before the priest, and the priest shall value it, whether it is good or bad. As you, the priest, value it, so it shall be. But if he really redeems it, then he shall add its fifth to your evaluation. And when a man sanctifies his house as a holy thing to Jehovah, then the priest shall value it, whether good or bad. As the priest values it, so it shall stand. And if he who is sanctifying shall redeem the house, then he shall add a fifth of the silver of its valuation, and it shall become his. And if a man sanctifies a field of his property to Jehovah, then your valuation shall be according to its seed, a homer of barley seed at 50 shekels of silver. And if he shall sanctify his field from the year of Jubilee, it shall stand according to your evaluation. And if he shall sanctify his field after the Jubilee, then the priest shall count to him the silver according to the years which are left to the year of the Jubilee, and it shall be deducted from your estimation. And if the one sanctifying the field really will redeem it, then he shall add a fifth of the silver of your evaluation to it, and it shall rise to become his. And if he does not redeem the field, or if he has sold the field to another man, it is not to be redeemed any more. And the field shall be holy to Jehovah when it goes out in the Jubilee, as a field that is devoted. It shall be a possession to the priest. And if he should devote a field of his purchase, which is not of the fields of his possession, then the priest shall count to him the amount of your evaluation to the year of the Jubilee. And he shall... Hold on. Sounds like you can rent out the field. And he shall give your evaluation in that day, a holy thing to Jehovah. In the year of the Jubilee, the field shall return to him from whom he bought it, to whom owns it in the land. To him who owns it in the land. And all your evaluation shall be by the shekel of the sanctuary. 20 gerahs shall be the shekel. Gerahs is G-E-R-A-H-S. I've never heard of that before. However, no man shall dedicate a firstling, which is firstborn to Jehovah among animals, whether ox or sheep, it is Jehovah's. And if among the unclean animals, then he shall ransom it at your evaluation, and he shall... This says shalladd, S-H-A-L-L-A, space dd. But I think it's supposed to say he shall add its 50 to it. And it is not redeemed, then it shall be sold at your evaluation. But any devoted thing which a man devotes to Jehovah from all which belongs to him, of man or of animal, or of the field of his possession, it shall not be sold nor redeemed. Everyone devoted to Jehovah is most holy. No devoted thing which is dedicated by man shall be ransomed. It shall surely be put to death. Oh. And all the tithe of the land, of the seed of the land, of the fruit of the tree, shall be Jehovah's. It is holy to Jehovah. If a man really redeems any of his tithes, he shall add its 50 to it. All the tithe of the herd of the flock, all that passes under the rod, a tenth of it shall be holy to Jehovah. He shall not search whether it is good or bad, nor shall he change it. And if he at all changes it, then it shall be that it and its substitute shall be holy. It shall not be redeemed. These are the commands which Jehovah has commanded Moses for the sons of Israel on Mount Sinai. And that is the end of Leviticus. Whew. That was two chapters too. I got that done faster than 30 minutes, so I'm kind of proud of myself. but yeah, that's okay. That's Leviticus. On to Numbers. I have no idea what to expect here. Probably a lot of repetition, right? It's kind of what we've had a lot of so far. But yeah, Numbers. All right, I'll be back next time with Numbers. God bless you.